This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that Africa must not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials, but as a continent that must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. Addressing the session of the Namibian Parliament, Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's strong support for the African Union's Agenda 2063, particularly its industrialization goals. He reaffirmed India's commitment to deepening collaboration in key sectors such as defense and security. Calling for collective action, the PM urged African nations to build a future not through power, but through partnership, while preserving their indigenous identities. He said India is deeply concerned about the global south and believes in growing together with the world, not just individually. Mr. Modi added that the true value of the India-Africa partnership lies in shared growth and shared purpose. The PM reaffirmed that India will continue to invest in building local skills, creating local jobs, and encouraging local innovation in Africa.
Our goal is to build together, not to take, but to grow together. Our development partnership in Africa is worth over $12 billion. But its real value is in shared growth and shared purpose. We continue to build local skills, create local jobs, and support local innovation. We believe that Africa must not be just a source of raw materials. Africa must lead in value creation and sustainable growth.
Prime Minister Modi also reaffirmed India's focus on capacity building of African youth and expansion of healthcare infrastructure in Namibia. He highlighted that the MOUs signed, including those on entrepreneurship, health and digital cooperation, will strengthen bilateral ties. Recalling the deep-rooted historical ties between India and Namibia, the PM stated that their friendship has stood the test of time. He noted that both countries not only cherish their past, but are also committed to realizing the full potential of their shared future. Mr. Modi said the people of India stood proudly with Namibia during their liberation struggle. PM Modi praised Namibia for recently electing its first woman president, calling it a landmark moment and a reflection of the continent's democratic strength. He also referred to Indian President Draupadi Murmu, the first tribal woman to hold the office, to underscore the transformative power of constitutional democracy in empowering marginalized communities. Meanwhile, PM Modi has emplaned for New Delhi after concluding his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 27th Eastern Zonal Council meeting scheduled to be held at 11 a.m. today on July 10 in Ranchi. The meeting will be attended by 70 delegates from four eastern states, Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manjhi, Deputy CM Parvati Parida, Minister Mukesh Mahalingam will represent Odisha, Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will represent Bihar and West Bengal will be represented by Minister Chandrika Bhattacharya in the meeting. Hemant Soren, Chief Minister of Jharkhand, will represent Jharkhand. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early yesterday, in which 9 people were killed and several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. PM Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of the kin of those killed from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. India Meteorological Department in its forecast this evening said the monsoon trough at mean sea level now extends from Amritsar to the northeast Bay of Bengal. It passes through Chandigarh, Nazibabad, Kanpur, Daltonganj and a low pressure area over Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand. 2 upper air cyclonic circulations remain active. One is over North Haryana at 1.5 km above sea level, the other is over northwest Uttar Pradesh at 0.9 km. In Delhi, light to moderate rain with thunderstorms and lightning is expected over the next 2 days. After that, very light to light rain is likely. In cricket, the Indian women's team defeated hosts England by 6 wickets in the fourth T20 International at Emirates Old Trafford to seal the 5-match series 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.